This is a major devastating blow for everybody concerned, for all the families who have lost loved ones, for people who have been injured, and for everybody that lives along the A5 and those who are forced to travel on it on a daily basis. This was unexpected, in truth, and a lot of people today will be very, very annoyed and frustrated by this decision.
Now, in his ruling, the judge effectively said he understands that this may lead inadvertently to further death, to further injury, but he says what's done must be done within the law, and as far as climate change targets and meeting those targets are concerned, this development would not have been within the law.
Yes, the judge's remit is to ensure that the law is upheld, and he was very clear today in saying that. Unfortunately, though, the consequences of this are far-reaching. The implication of the delays to this road have, over a very long period of time, resulted in avoidable death and in countless people being injured and hurt. And in fact, there's a huge amount of anxiety within my wider constituency and beyond about travelling on this road. And the truth is, we've no alternative. We must travel on this road on a daily basis for work and taking children to school, etc. So the consequences of today's judgment will be profound. Unfortunately, given what we have went through in the past, it is very likely that further lives will be lost on this road in its current dangerous state. And this road is, by all accounts, extremely dangerous. The most dangerous road on these islands, I've long said. And there isn't a day that goes by that we don't see the consequences of that.
Where do we go now in terms of planning what to do? You're calling on Minister Kimmins to make a statement in the Assembly. She's already spoken outside the court this afternoon, expressing her disappointment. But, I mean, is this a matter of going back to the drawing board, redrawing the plans, or can changes be made to the plan that will help meet those climate targets that were outlined by Justice McLindon? Because it seems now we're going to go back into a cycle of years of redrawing, more environmental assessments, more studies, more bureaucracy, more red tape. This is going to add years onto this.
I hope that's not the case, but unfortunately, we're just so bit depressed by what has happened today that it's hard to see how we proceed. I do know that there is a significant amount of support for the A5 across political parties and throughout the wider community to see this road fully delivered, and I'm sure that that will remain the case. Certainly, I am committed entirely to see that road delivered. The SCLP have been committed to the A5 for many, many years, and we remain so. So I want to see the Minister come to the table with a plan as to how we resolve these issues, and these issues are resolvable. They are resolvable. What is not resolvable is the loss of human life, and that has to be the priority in all that we do, and it has to be to the fore of our minds in whatever action is taken, that we protect people, ensure their safety, and ultimately do all we can within our gift as legislators and in the community to prevent people losing their lives on this road. Today, Donal, will be devastating for so many families, so many people that have suffered the worst possible consequences off this road, and it will be a considerable setback. But I want to reassure them, as with everybody, that we will continue to do anything and everything to try and get this road fully developed as intended.